Welcome to the Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk, a show committed to educating, empowering, and entertaining you while saving you thousands. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. It's time to gain knowledge and become the guardian of your financial future. I want to thank our sponsor, Cornerstone Mortgage, known for having the lowest rates and the smoothest closings.
If you have a question you would like addressed on the air, you can call or text the show at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-DOUG, which is 3684. All the information from our show is on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com.
Smartwithyourmoney.com. And mm-hmm. Be sure and check us out on Facebook and hit that like button like 2,800 other people in St. Louis have. So mm-hmm. I am joined by my trusted co-host, my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tammy.
It's good to be here today.
It is a wonderful Sunday, and we have some special guests in studio. And as we are nearing summertime, mm-hmm. people have childcare needs that are coming up. And you actually, Tammy, invited these guys in, and yep. I'm excited about it. It's going to be great. So I want to welcome to the studio. We have Morgan Clark from STL Sitter and Anthony Bartlett from St. Louis Transplants. Welcome, guys.
Hi there. Thanks for having us.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
It's great to spend the Sunday with you.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in.
Yep.
So, Tammy, why don't you, I guess, briefly talk about what you are thinking with this? Because with STL Sitter, I think it's a really interesting idea, and get a little background.
Yeah. Well, initially, as a mom, we always face the dilemma in the summertime about what we're going to do with the kids, because if they're at the age to be left, they sit on the couch the whole time, right? So I'm always interested in trying to keep them active and keep them going. And the other dilemma is, the emergency daycare that you need all of a sudden because another sitter backed out. Well, Morgan developed such a cool company that I think more people should know about. And let's just bring her in because I think that Morgan, where did it start with for you? What is your why? Let's go there.
So I started this business almost 2.5 years ago, and I was in real estate and nannying for a family, a surgeon who had 7 kids, and his wife had a brain aneurysm.
7 kids. Sounds like our household.
And so he needed help with before and after school care. His kids were really little. Mm-hmm. His oldest now is 18 and his youngest is 8. And so I started helping with that as I was building my real estate business. And eventually they needed more help than I could give them. And so I started finding them pre-med students at SLU and at WashU that could help with the pickups and the drop-offs and the soccer practice and dinner and homework and all that stuff. And then it sort of took over from there. So we took over Warson Woods is where they live. And so people in Warson Woods were asking me for help. And then Ladue and then Clayton and then Kirkwood. And then it just expanded from there.
That's so cool.
Where we are.
That's a true entrepreneur story. I love that.
Thanks. Yeah, it's been a ride for sure. We started with 5 sitters originally. All SLU students, and now we have about 250 on staff.
That's amazing.
It's gotten a little crazy, but it's good. It's good.
So who are the targets with our audience that are listening that could use your service?
Right. So busy families. We have people from all backgrounds, single parents, dual income families, people that are just really busy. We have clients that use us as emergency backup care, like you were talking about before. Maybe your neighborhood sitter who's 16 or calls you in the morning and cancels at the last minute.
Sorry, I got to go shopping.
Exactly.
Never happened to us, has it, Tammy?
Right. Throws off your day a little. So we have people like that who use us just as emergency backup care. We have people that use us just on holidays when their normal sitters are with their family. And then we have people that use us every day. So there's something really for everyone, depending on what your needs are. Mm-hmm. And we have, scalable pricing so that it's affordable for the people that want to use us once a year versus the people that want to use us every day.
Right. I liked when we did a pre-interview with you, what I loved about what you had said was that you vet out the sitters. You do the work for us. I mean, we're going to trust our offspring to someone who may not know how to do CPR in case of the emergency, and you make sure everybody is background checked. You make sure that they know everything, the ins and outs of daycare, which I really appreciate that you go to that extent. So tell us a little bit more about where you find your people that you hire in that process.
Yes. So we started with the 5 sitters at SLU and WashU, and we've really just expanded through word of mouth. So I tell my sitters when we're hiring and offer incentives to them for them to have to send their friends my way to interview. Mm-hmm. That way I know, you know, have a little bit of an idea of their personality who we're working with. Mm-hmm. We filter through a lot of applications every day. Mm-hmm. We mostly have students on staff. We have some people that have recently graduated and are on to the next step, applying for grad school, different things like that. So, yeah, that's where we get most mm-hmm. of our girls is word of mouth. I interview a ton of people, probably about 20 a week.
Wow.
And So, that's that. We do the background checks. We do the CPR certification. Mm-hmm. I check all of their references. I interview them. I train them. And so,
are the majority of the sitters college students?
Yes, yes, almost all are college students.
Okay, so and if you're in the audience right now, because it may not be you, but it may be one of your kids, it may be one of your grandkids that's looking for extra work, this might be a good opportunity for them. Should they reach out to you?
Yes. We're hiring, especially for summer, because mm-hmm. our phone's been ringing off the hook with people who are desperate to figure out their summer situation. And so, yes, we're hiring. We're always hiring. So if you have college students, and the great part about it, and I think the reason that we've grown so much in the last 2 years, is that our girls are allowed to create their own schedules. So most of our girls are pre-med, and they can't work a barista job or a retail job because their clinical hours and their schedules are so demanding.
Right.
And so we let them create their own schedule. Some of them only are able to work a Friday night shift, and that's fine. And some of them work Monday mornings, right. And that's fine too. And so we allow them that flexibility, which is amazing for them. It lets them focus on school, pay off some student loans, and work and build their resume at the same time.
That's right.
So if you're listening right now and you know somebody that might be right for one of these positions, visit the website for Morgan Clark's website, stlsitter.com. Mm-hmm. So sitter, S-I-T-T-E-R.
Correct.
Which should be easy to spell, but you never know. stlsitter.com, and they can send you a message on there, right?
Yes, our email is on there. We also have a business iPhone, which is 314-625-8420. They can text us if they have any questions.
So 314-625-8420. And in case you just joined us, you'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Morgan Clark, the owner of STL Sitter. And we also have Anthony Bartlett from St. Louis Transplants and Studios. So, Anthony, quick briefing on your business, because I know you want to be able to give a testimonial for using Morgan's business, is you help families move to St. Louis.
Exactly. So we help families integrate after their arrival. Our specialization is on the social side of their transition. So we help them with their network. We help them at everything from churches, country clubs, schools, dinner parties, play dates. And one of the major questions and concerns, too, is if they're bringing their family, moving with their family, they're having to replace a lot of the resources that they had at home. And childcare is obviously at the tip top of that list.
Mm-hmm. It's a big deal.
It's a very big deal. And trusted childcare is even more important. And so as we're replacing the hairdresser and we're replacing the tutor or, your favorite boutique, they want to know that we've also, isolated and found good opportunities for them here and connections here for them to have the services that they need so they can get back to work.
What's been the experience for your company when you referred people to STL Sitter? What's been the reaction from your clients?
So I think what they really like, they love that it's been vetted, and they love that it's local and here on the ground. So a lot of them are very aware of national services or services that are in some of the first tier markets. I think too, a lot of people, I don't think really quite realize that, you hear a lot that St. Louis is a very family friendly city. Well, it's important to think about what about the people who don't have their families or mom and dad mm-hmm. in town.
Right.
So we've got a lot of people who, their cousins and aunts and uncles and friends are not in this region. And so they really are a lot more dependent on the quality of the services that they need, more so than I think probably the local population, although mm-hmm. the local population certainly uses STL Sitter as well. But for a New Yorker or somebody coming from an international market, it's really important to let them know that they have these options because they need them quickly and they don't have time to necessarily get to know everybody in town before they find that trusted babysitter. Mm-hmm. So,
well, that's great. Definitely. I can see the uses for it, and I can see all kinds of alternative uses for STL Sitter where, let's say you're having a work function and you want to be able to have something for the adults. Well, what a great thing as a boss if you call STL Sitter and have mm-hmm. them provide people to watch the kids so that all the employees can have their function. Or maybe you want to have a dinner party at your house, or where you're even still going to be there, but you want extra help. Do you guys do a lot of extra services like that?
Yes, we provide services like that. We also have a family share option. So if you and your neighbor both sign up for a Steel Sitter and want to split a sitter for the night so your kids can hang out and be
great
together.
Idea.
And there's an option for that, and it's cost effective. We serve a lot of churches. Easter mm-hmm. was last weekend, and there was a ton of churches uh-huh. helping out in the church daycares and stuff like that. So we do that, corporate events. Really
idea.
Anything you need, we can provide. A sitter.
You do pet sitting too, right?
We do, yes, pet sitting.
uh-huh. Think of that.
And uh-huh. tutoring. So uh-huh. a lot of the girls are pre-med, and so they're perfect tutors. So
that's amazing. Yeah, you think about the average young kid that wants to go do the babysitting, to have a pre-med student that could watch your kids.
Right. And it gives our parents that peace of mind that mm-hmm. their sitters are qualified to watch their kids, and they can watch them and teach them at the same time, and it's a win-win.
Well, yes. You're also looking for some Lindenwood students.
Yes.
To serve the St. Charles market.
Yes. We are working to expand out in the St. Charles market. And right now, most of our girls are SLU and WashU students. And so for them to get out to St. Charles for a quick 3-hour shift, a lot of times isn't worth the right. mileage on their car or the gas money. So we're working on getting some Lindenwood students. We're expanding. We have a few right now, but we're working on getting some more. So hopefully this summer we'll be up and running out here and able to serve this area
That'd
a little
be
better.
Great.
Well, I know we have a huge audience in St. Charles County. So if you're in St. Charles County and you're listening right now and you know somebody that's a Lindenwood student, or somebody that might qualify as a sitter, definitely refer them to the website. And then also, if you're looking for a sitter, go to www.stlsitter.com, mm-hmm. stlsitter.com, and you can talk to Morgan Clark, and you can send a message through there, or call the office number at 314-625-8420. That's 314-625-8420. Morgan, great stuff. I'm excited mm-hmm. about this business.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
I love seeing a young entrepreneur that's just creates something out of thin air.
I appreciate it.
Cool.
Thank you.
So if you guys have time to stick around, Anthony, I want to come back and talk to you about St. Louis Transplants and have you really delve deep into your business and what you do and how you bring people into the St. Louis community. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.